But Egypt's foreign rulers, from the Romans to the Turks to the British, have always made free with Egypt's heritage. Egypt, for 2,000 years, had foreign rulers. And in 52, much was made of the fact that Nasser was the first Egyptian ruler since the pharaohs. And I guess we've had two more since, although with varying results.
The stone was brought back to the British Museum and immediately put on display, in the public domain, freely available for every scholar in the world to see, and copies and transcriptions were published worldwide. European scholars now set about the task of understanding the mysterious hieroglyphic script. The Greek inscription was the one that every scholar could read, and was therefore seen to be the key, but everybody was stuck. A brilliant English physicist and polymath, Thomas Young, correctly worked out that a group of hieroglyphs repeated several times on the Rosetta Stone wrote the sounds of a royal name, that of Ptolemy. It was a crucial first step, but Young hadn't quite cracked the code. A French scholar, Jean-François Champollion, then realised that not only the symbols for Ptolemy, but all the hieroglyphs were both pictorial and phonetic. They recorded the sound of the Egyptian language. For example, on the last line of the hieroglyphic text on the stone, three signs spell out the sounds of the word for stone slab in Egyptian, ahai, and then a fourth sign gives a picture showing the stone as it would originally have looked, a square slab with a rounded top. So sound and picture work together.